Well, lawmakers in Washington, at least in the House, left a little early to get their July 4th recess kickstarted. But it all kind of unraveled when there were efforts to put the Save America Act in on the floor, and things fell apart. It was that they were trying to put together the defense spending bill as well. But again, things just weren't working the way that Republicans would have liked, at least from the president's perspective. Let's talk about it. Congressman Tim Walberg, who should be on vacation, but still getting up early with me this morning. It's good to talk with you, Congressman.
It's good to be with you. I'm still here in D.C. I held a hearing in my Education Workforce Committee yesterday, and we're still trying to get the things done that the people want to do. And the SAVE Act is something that the Democrats have held up now for literally months. The people want it. 88% of the people out there, polls say they want to make sure our elections are secured and that only citizens vote in our federal elections. And that's the way it ought to be. We passed the SAVE Act three times in the House already. This last effort, I think, was misguided. Knowing that the Senate isn't there yet, we should have passed the National Defense Authorization Act by itself and got that done. But sometimes less than cool heads prevail, and there are individuals that like the whole clickbait opportunity, and we have to deal with them. They represent districts who have elected them, and this is how the process works, sometimes messy, but this is a fabulous period of time that we're really living in right now with hey, can't forget the U.S. Soccer team continuing on. That's a great thing. And then we have the National American State Fair going on. I had a chance to go over and see the Michigan booth there yesterday, a fabulous booth showing what has taken place and will take place in Michigan. And so there are a lot of good things happening, but Congress continues to labor on. And on Saturday, we celebrate the one-year anniversary of passing the One Big Beautiful Bill, the Tax Cuts for Families Act. And a lot of good things have happened because of that.
Well, I want to go back to the Save America Act, because it seems like is leadership communicating with those on the other side, meaning in the Senate, are because it doesn't seem like Republicans are on the same page in both chambers.
Yeah, you're right. And the Senate has, I think, archaic, outdated rules that they're suffering under, and we're encouraging them to do some changing there that I think needs to be done. Because
do you mean the filibuster?
The filibuster, yeah. The filibuster, 60-vote cloture requirement that they have. That really is a relatively new rule. That filibuster has not been part of the Senate for its entire history. It's been added later on. And the way it's done now is ridiculous, that one person can throw down a certificate requiring a 60-vote vote to take place to bring a legislation even up for consideration. It's not a vote to pass it or defeat it. So, I mean, this is stopping what's going on. We don't have a filibuster in the House. We debate. We vote on things. And as seen even this past week, it doesn't always go the way the majority wants it to go. But we're able to keep moving. This is not the case in the Senate. So I'm hoping that cooler heads prevail. If we can't get all of the SAVE Act, which would include early and late voting, mail-in voting, and all of the rest, at least the requirement for a picture ID and an indication, a clear assertion that you are an American citizen to vote. If we could do that, we could take care of most of the concerns that citizens have relative to the security of elections. So we've done that in the House. We've done it the fullest way. If the Senate can't do it, then send us something that at least goes that direction.
Congressman, we just have a minute left here. Is there concern as we get closer to November? You know, obviously the way that people saw the returns that they did as a result of the Working Family Tax Cuts Bill was a plus. People got more money back in their returns, more monies in their pockets. But with everything going on with the price of gas and Iran and some of the other issues, is there a concern at least from your perspective, that the midterms might not go the way that you want?
Oh, there's always a concern. Yeah, you know, people make that decision. And yet, I think as the election grows closer and we are able to get the information out and remind people that they saw the largest tax returns in history come in their lives, and the majority went to people making less than $100,000, 70% of the filers making less than $100,000 had the largest returns percentage that they've ever seen. We saw farmers get major benefits that helped them in the agricultural industry move forward. You know, so much happened in one big, beautiful bill that as we have a chance to talk about it, I know the president will get on target more on that issue, showing what's taking place and the need to continue on. 1 year, and so not even all of the parts of the One Big Beautiful Bill have actually taken effect yet. They will take effect by Saturday. And I think that's good for students, education institutions, for parents, with the child tax credit being expanded, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security for the majority of Social Security recipients. All of that is good stuff, and we can't forget that. And I think the campaigns will help people acknowledge it and remember that's what took place under Republican administration and Republican majorities in the House and Senate.
I know you're a fisherman, but this soccer run is pretty good, isn't it? It's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah. It is. It's everything about it's pretty cool.
I know.
Well, it's highlighting and you know, America.
It's exactly right. And people are coming from all over the world going, wow, this place is pretty good. Place is pretty good. Congressman Tim Walberg, thank you for your time as always. Happy 4th to you, and we'll talk soon.
You as well.
Take a break. More coming up on the other side. A new book on the Founding Fathers. It's next.